Oh, goodness. Let's go. Let's just teach. Let's teach, teach, teach. All right. Come on up here, Minister Ryan. You know, last week you said your partner liked your shirt, or he gave you some advice about your shirt, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you get the comment about that when you said your partner?
Yes.
What'd they say?
He said, it's about time.
Oh, no, no. There was a young lady here. There was a young lady that got a hold of me and said, his partner? What kind of man would have a partner? Either he has a wife or... I was like, he's a police officer. They always, when they refer to the people that they ride with, they call them partner. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, they say my partner. So I had to send a letter, no, he's married, he has a kid, he has two beautiful daughters. He's okay.
But he has a partner.
Yeah. So yeah, this his partner is his wife.
Discernment is needed in the body of Christ.
Yeah. So.
Discernment. So let's pray.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, Jeremiah 17, 5 through 10.
Okay.
I'd like to encourage everyone to read that in your own time. That was the verse of today in our salt call.
Oh, yeah?
And
what's it about?
Man trusting in man and how folly it is.
Yeah.
So blessed is the man whose Lord is the Lord.
Amen.
Trusts in the Lord.
Amen.
And so there's a lot of gospels out there, a lot of deception that's going through the body of Christ right now. A
lot of it.
And
I'm scared for people.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 17:5-10.
Because I don't like when I see people visiting places and people are making them fall down and blowing on them. I'm like, come on, we got to be past that.
Right.
Anyway, are you going to pray us in?
Yeah, let's pray.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I just come before you in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that your word would be made clear and evident to all who would hear this message, that it is you who are the Lord, and you are to be the chief cornerstone of our lives. Father, we look to you now. Speak through Pastor Sandy so that we can hear your voice speaking to our hearts. Search our hearts, try them, help us to be ready to stand with you. Lord, we ask God for those that would hear this message, that they would be willing to repent of anything that is not from you. And God, help us to be examples of the grace and the magnificent salvation you've given to us. Guide us and lead us and help us to walk with you. Bless the reading of your word and the teaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to thank, I got a couple letters here from Renee Winslow, who sent me a beautiful card. And I am very thankful. Thank you for always being so encouraging, for your amazing teaching. Thank you, God. She says, I'm amazing teaching. It's like, that means that's God. I get more excited each day because we are at the finish line. I listen to your teaching over and over. Yes, please listen to my teaching or the teaching that the Lord gave me over and over, because there's a lot of detail in there. And if you have questions, you can give me a call and let me know. But I definitely suggest that you look at it and look at the notes when I send you notes, because there's a lot of gold in there, but you have to really kind of find it.
Amen.
And then here's William Mangum. They're down in North Carolina. He sent me these two deals that he made. So I'm going to check this out. Maybe I'll add it to my witnessing thing. Praise God. Treasures of heaven. I'm going to read this tomorrow so we can get started here tonight. And then in here, someone sent me Deuteronomy chapter 30, but they didn't send their name, but it looks like it's from, nope, no name. So anyway, let's get started. I was watching something the other day, and it's on your page two. So if you look on page two of your notes tonight, I also put the YouTube, I guess, map on it so you can look it up and find it. I spoke on this before, and it's called The Secret Religion That Rules the World. And it's a 5-hour video, but it was the best 5 hours I spent watching something, because by the time I got to the middle of it, I realized how submerged the world is into worshiping Lucifer, and how submerged all the power structures are all into worshiping Lucifer. And it just kind of showed what I was saying last week when I was showing them setting up these murders, and then saying in the lyrics, you got to open your eyes, there's smoke in your eyes, because even Mason would know what we're doing. They put that inside of the song as they were doing that setup for that terrorist attack. And I hate saying terrorist attacks, because they're not really terrorists, they're Satanists who are asking for sacrifices of human beings, so they do these things. But I was watching it, and I realized every celebrity that is famous is hooked up into this Freemason thing. There's like, if you don't pledge, or if you don't go through the rituals, you can't get a good movie contract, or you can't become a director, or you can't have a record contract. It's like all of them are submerged in it. Tell them. And so it's a lot of Luciferianism that's going on in the world, and it's all coming out of Freemasonry, which is like the oven which they bake it in, and they just send all of it out to the world. And no matter what people are involved in, if you haven't gone through the rituals, you're not going to be famous. So it would be very surprising to see someone get famous without having gone through the rituals, and then they're doing the Baphomet signs, and they're doing the one eye closed pictures, and they're doing all these, putting a hand in it. They're doing all these signs to let people know that they're part of this satanic club, you know? So I can't even name a celebrity that's not involved in it. So if you like them and you like their movies, it's very high probability they are Freemasons, or they've been through the rituals and they're Luciferians, or they're into witchcraft or something like that. So I started praying in the middle of watching the video, and I'm asking the Lord, like, Lord, this world is submerged into this. They're submerged into worshiping Lucifer, I mean Satan, you know? And I'm like, but the Lord calmed me. He said, don't worry. He says, because when I tear them apart, I'm going to tear them apart. And he said, during the tribulations, I'm going to do things to them that they're going to want to repent in the middle of the tribulation. He says, there'll be demons that want to quit. He says, I'm going to tear them apart. Don't think they're just going to be here doing what they want. Yeah, the Holy Spirit's taking you back to heaven. But remember what I told Jesus, he said. I said, sit here while I go and make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So God's like, I'm not leaving the earth without a presence. But the Holy Spirit has done his job. He's coming back. And now I'm going out. And now I'm going to make sure that I bring everything under the submission of Yeshua. But he says, I'm going to tear them apart. He said, the victory is in Christ. All the victorious things that talk about Jesus sitting in Jerusalem, reigning and ruling for 1,000 years. His kingdom will never end. All of this stuff, he says, this is done. He says, don't think that I'm going to let them just move as they want. I'm going to tear them apart. And so they are in for it. They're in for it, okay?
Amen.
So I want to read something to you because I taught something on Sunday, but the Lord said, you just threw it out there, you know, instead of guiding it and showing them why it was important, you just threw it out there so it just looked like numbers, okay? So let's look at this first of all, okay? And then as we look at this, we'll see how important the number 11 really is, okay? Because it's very important that we understand that the number 11 in Hebrew is not a good number, okay?
Amen.
I'm gonna begin reading at our notes, if you can look at the top of the notes. A matter of fact, don't look at the notes. Let me read from this book. I got this book from E.W. Berlinger, and it's called Numbers in Scriptures, okay? So I want you to hear what he said, what the Hebrew has to say about the number 11. It said, if 10 is the number which marks perfection of divine order, then 11 is the addition to it. Subversive, you got them? Okay. Subversive of undoing that order. If 12 is the number which marks perfection of divine government, then 11 falls short of it. So whether we regard it as being 10 plus 1 or 12 minus 1, it is a number which marks disorder, disorganization, imperfection, okay? And so 11 is always seen as a very bad number in Scripture in a time of judgment, okay? Okay, so now I'm going to read the notes so that we can look more at 11. Because when we're talking about this number 11, God is trying to speak to us so that we understand His order and understand what He's doing so that there's clarity, okay? So here we have, it says 11 going down, and now you'll see why I titled it that, okay? It says, when the Illuminati assassinated President Kennedy, he was killed according to the occult signature of 11. He was killed in the 11th month, on the 22nd day. So you see there you have three 11s, right? So he was killed in November, which is the 11th month, on the 22nd. And he was killed on the 33rd parallel of the city, and he was also killed right in front of the Messianic Daily Plaza, the most powerful secret society in the world of today. To whom the number 11 is extremely important, okay? So when they murdered JFK, we always need to go back and listen to the speech that John F. Kennedy gave before he was assassinated. And the speech that he gave before he was assassinated, he said, secret societies have no place in our society. He said, but there's a monolithic group and that they're subverting the United States through our military, our finances. And he says, and he wanted to put a stop to this secret society that was trying to take over the United States. Well, they began planning his murder after that. But they don't just plan stuff. You guys always got to understand that. They don't just say, well, let's get them. They say, we've got to do it. We've got to pick a day that's going to honor Lucifer, so they'll pick a day with 11, or they'll pick a day with 13, or they'll pick a day. So they're picking days as they, so they decide we're going to do it November 11th on the 22nd. That'll be the 11-11 that we want. Okay. Now, if you look next, the next thing it says, the number 11 is the secret number in the occult witchcraft. Okay. So number 11 is very important to them. It says the number 11 is a secret number in the occult witchcraft and Satanism. September 11th was for a reason. You guys know that, right? Revelation 9, chapter 11, says that they had a king over them. And here, I'm going to read it, matter of fact. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Because the Lord said, take my time. Because I need to take my time and just... Because if you just do stuff, then people don't really get it. Okay? So, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11 says, they had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollyon. Okay? So, the name means destruction. But remember Apollo 11, the first to the moon? Okay, so who were they honoring with that project? Satan, okay? So understand that when they are, when things happen on the 11th, they're doing it on the 11th because they want to honor what is their craft, okay? So it says here, so September 11th happened, 2001, and that was the World Trade Center, right? Exactly 911 days after that, on March 11, 2004, there was a bombing of a train in Madrid, okay? So they counted off that 911 days and then did another sacrifice. Remember March 11, 2011, the earthquake that happened in Japan when they used the earthquake machine, the HARP thing? And they had that great earthquake in Japan. That was them, okay? March 11th of 2020 was the world shutdown. You understand that? Now, the crazy thing about that is that March 11, 2018 was also the world shutdown for the Spanish flu. 1918, they shut down the world for the Spanish flu. And that was March 11, 1918. Then March 11, 2020, we have another worldwide shutdown over the same thing. So if you're not looking at what they're doing, you think that things are just happening. But if you look at their pattern, you'll see that they're worshiping their God, okay? And so that's what I was watching the other day, was that everybody, I mean, if they're famous, I'm telling you, they've already gone through rituals because they don't allow them. And the guy that's on that particular video, he says, you're not allowed to become an influencer on television or in music now unless you've gone through the rituals. So he says, whenever you see them posing, they're going to show that they're part of the ritual because they're commanded. When you're in public, you got to let people know you're with us because we have other people out there that are making sure that you're representing us, okay? And so that whole group is a bunch of rich, wealthy actors, politicians, musicians. Whatever you're famous in and whatever you get financed in is because you're a part of this group, okay? So if we look at the next thing it has here, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13, okay? So these are these numbers that are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the number 11. So they see 11, 11, 11 the same as they see 666, okay? So understand and know that. If you look in the Bible, that's New King James or King James, The word 11th, okay, occurs 11 times in the scripture. So that means God's aware of this too. And it's found 9 times exactly where it says the 11th year. So God knows that 9 is a number of judgment. So judgment and 11 are synonymous in scripture, okay? Now, if you look at the book of Jeremiah, look at, and there are other scriptures that are mentioned in the book, but it says Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 9 says, "And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, on the 9th day of the month, the city was broken up." So that means Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem when in the 11th year of Zedekiah's reign. And Jeremiah 52:5 says, "So the city was besieged until the 11th year of the king of Zedekiah." So 11, the judgment came upon Zedekiah, and then Nebuchadnezzar then took over the city of Jerusalem, but it was in the 11th year. God knew it because this is the year of confusion. This is the year of judgment, okay? Let's go to the next page.
Page 2.
Okay. Now, that's the thing. It's called the secret religions that rule the world. And I think every born-again Christian should watch this video. I think every parent should have their children sit down and watch at least 2 hours of it, even if it's an hour a day. There are some portions that are, they talk about the rituals that they go through, and they're pretty much too much for the kids. But you wouldn't know when, because a guy is a born-again Christian, he'll say, "This is going to be too much." So if you have children in the room, but understand that this guy is an ex-Mason, and he gave away the secrets. He's telling you everything, okay? He was even on one of those talent shows, and he kept winning, and people were wondering why he was winning, and he said, "Well, the director was a Mason, and some of the judges were Masons, so I knew I was going to win." So he said, "I was definitely going to have position to win, because Mason, that people who are worshiping this Luciferian thing, they're all working together." So, so he said he was winning, but then he had got drunk one night and he was about to crash his car, and he heard a voice him tell him to wake up, and he go, "Oh my goodness, God woke me up before I died." And so he gave his life to Christ. Wow. And so after he gave his life to Christ, he says, "You know what? I can't keep this secret anymore. People need to know that the world is under this umbrella of Luciferian worship. And it's all under Freemasonry." Okay, now, you see 1661? 1661 is the Hebrew number for a specific scripture, okay? And 1661 means at the last day, okay? Underneath there is the scripture from John 6:39, and it says at the last day is numerical value of 1661. It has an aleph on one side, 2 vavs in the middle, and an aleph on the other side. This guy's a mathematician. He said, "This is a particular type of number. It says this much and this much." I said, "Dude, just tell me the simple stuff, okay?" I said, but it's an aleph on both sides, and you have vav in the middle, and the vav in the middle means salvation. So this is salvation passing through with God's protection on each side. So, and it says at the last day. That's the numerical value of it. Now, if you go down and you see the area that's in blue, okay, and that's the scripture for Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9, that says, "Oh, that they were wise, that they would understand this, that they would consider their latter end." So that scripture that is warning people that if only you were wise, you would know that this was your latter end. And that scripture is based for the year 2021 through 2022 of Rosh Hashanah. That scripture says this is the latter end. That whole scripture's numerical value is 1661, which is the same numerical value of at the last day. Okay? So you can say it's an accident, it just happens to fall that way, but God is trying to show you that salvation through God, and He's giving you the time and the day and the year so that you'll understand. Now, there's so much about this year that I'm just trying to make this clear, because I just threw this out there last week, okay? Now, if you're on page 3, go to page 3. Page 3 says, oh, that they were wise, that they understood that this, that they would consider their latter end, okay? The numerical value, 1661. God's bringing us through salvation, okay? Now, 1661 is 11 times 151. Now, why would God make this 11 times 151? Because if 11 is a judgment time, then what is 151? And is God tying them together? So the 11 times 151 is 1661, and that means in the last day. Okay, 19 times 151 is the body of Christ, and 2 times 151 is the church, or the ecclesia, right? So 151 is tied into the body of Christ, or the body of Jesus, the church, in the last day, okay? And then the scripture that is linked to is saying, if only you knew it was the last day. The number 151 comes from Genesis, the mikvah, or the gathering of water, okay? So, dude, I learned something today with that deal. But the gathering of the water, bringing the water above the earth or above the clouds into the heavens, is the word gathering is 151, okay? Now, the other word that is 151 is asaf, which means to, it really means to like gather fruit off of a tree, like you're gathering the fruit off of a tree, to asaf, to take it away, okay? And so that scripture, that comes from the scripture that's in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1, which now you see that it says, the righteous avad, which means vanish, no one takes into heart, merciful men are asaf, that's the 151, they're taken away, while no one considers that the righteous are asaf, taken away from facing evil, is the way it would read in the Hebrew. So the righteous are being 151 away from facing evil. So all of this is being told through this number 11 and through this this number 151, which leads you to the 1661, which is Deuteronomy and in the last days, okay? So I've been trying to explain to you guys that the word of God is like a living organism. Everything has to be working. Everything is linked to each other, okay? And so that this number leads us to the last day, the body of Christ, the church, the gathering, the mikvah, the gathering of the waters. All of this is leading us to one place, okay? Now, I did put at the bottom on page 3 that, oh, the number for Avad disappear is 7. So that's the number of God who's causing the disappearance. So like I said, everything has to be linked. And the definition there is to vanish in the Hebrew. Okay, go over to the next page on page 4. Okay. How many Hebrew letters are there?
22.
So half of 22 is what? 11. So something happens in the middle of these letters, okay? So you got Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion, Het, Tet, Yod, Kaf. When you get to the letter Kaf, now Kaf is the first of what the Bible calls the ending letter. It's the word Safit. It means the end. So the end begins at Kaf, okay? Now, if Kaf is used at the end of a word, you can't write Kaf the same way. So if you look down at the next thing, Kaf has to be written like this, and it has to go below the line. It has to come all the way down. So God is showing you, even with the letters, this is what I'm going to do, okay? They are doing too much back there. So if they could go in the room, that would be good, but they're like hiding and pick-a-booing. Okay. So here we have the letter Kaf. Let's look at this. Here we have the letter Kaf. And it's written like this until it's an ending letter. Then it has to be written like this. Okay. So the letter goes down, but it goes down on the 11th. Okay. It's the 11th letter, and it goes down if it's a ending letter, because it's a Safit letter. It's the beginning of the ending. Okay. So 11 times 11 is 121. Okay. So I want us to go to Psalms 121. And in Psalms 121, this is one of these Psalms of Ascent, okay? This is one of the Psalms of Ascent. This Psalm, it says, but it is out of the 15 Psalms of Ascent, this is going to be the only one that's going to use the Lamed in it. And the Lamed in the Hebrew has very important meaning. The Lamed is the shepherd's staff. So this has to do with the shepherd's staff. Lamed is numerical valued 74. So times three, that's 222. So it's the shepherd's staff and the voice of the shepherd. So everything about this letter, which is the next Lamed, is telling you about the shepherd, the voice of God, the action, and now the action is ascending, because Lamed dictates the action. Okay, so this is Lema'alot, which means now the ascension is now in this verse, it's going to be an action. And then the numerical value for Psalms 121 is 2220, which says now this is going to be the ultimate voice of God that the people will hear. Okay, now I'm going to do your example on the board in a minute, but I want you to just look at this pi thing, because you have 2220. This is in the pi sequence. Right after 2220, you have 888. Right after 2022, you have 153. And what's the 153? The sons of God, the fish that are brought up, right? So you see how everything is like tying into one message. Everything is about coming up. Everything is about going down and coming up. So everything is being described in line with scripture. So that means that God has already talked about, when he rescues the body of Christ, that there has to be a going down, and that it has to be a coming up, and that God has to bring them through. And Vav is the six, is the 166. So the six is for salvation. So he's taking you up. So everything has to speak the same language because it's a living unit and it's talking about the same thing as it's moving. Okay, go to the last page. I gave you guys this page for your own benefit, okay? So you can look at what the Hebrew letters mean, okay? So you see, Aleph means God, okay, or the creator king. Bet means temple or house. Gamel means kindness or love and kindness, a culmination of love and kindness. And delete means the door. We all know that. Hey means the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. So as we're going down, go all the way down to it says the letter Kaf, K-A-F. And then you look on the other side of that Kaf and you see that is written differently. That's because now it's a Sophit letter. See how now it has to come down. Now, let's count from Kaf to the last Sophit letter, okay? So start on that side and go from Kaf. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So the last of the ending is 7 years after the Kaf. Or seven letters after the cough. You understand? So God is like, here is how it's going to work. Cough is going to go down. Then the ending of the letters is going to be righteousness, which is tzaddik, and tzaddik is going to be the last of the final Sophit letters, telling you this is when the end takes place. So even in the letters are telling you that the ending's going to start here, and 7 years later, it's going to end. It's going to start here, seven letters later, it's going to end, okay? So you guys got all that? Enthusiastic crowd.
Yes.
Okay. So, now we need to go to Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll start in the beginning we'll start in verse 13, okay? Now, it says here, brother, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left to the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down. You hear that?
Yeah.
So now the cough becomes that letter, okay? So now the Lord will come down for it says from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive, okay, and are left will be caught up. So that word up, lamata, which is means now. God has come down the cough. Now he's going up. And then seven letters later, we have what? Tzaddik, which means victory and righteousness. Okay? So in the lettering system, the ending of the of everything is seven letters after the coming down. In the scenario of how it's going to happen, the rapture happens. Then 7 years later, you have righteousness. Takes place, and that's the end of the Sophit letters. So understand that God did not give us the letter sequences for no reason. And he gave us 22 letters to make sure that you understand that the ending of the cycle is 22. Now, it's 2022 because of what? Why is it 2022? Why was it 1948?
That's our fifth generation, the last generation.
It's 2022 because Jesus was born. There's no other human being, rather religious figure or regular person, that you can say because they were born, it started the whole sequence of how you count years. Okay? That is an incredible thing. And it should waken all of us to say, wait a minute. We serve a God. We serve the God that when he was born, they started counting years. He changed the whole letters. He changed the whole counting system of years. Yep. So if there's no one else that has that type of importance, that means Jesus Christ must be very important. Okay? And it's Jesus Christ who says, I wrote the Bible, the Word of God. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Word of God. So since he is the Word of God, he structured the lettering system. He structured how it's written. He structured how many letters would be there. He structured that it would be 22. He gave every letter a definition so that that letter does not only just mean a number, that letter has a definition to it, okay? So we see that that happens in Thessalonians chapter 4, which would represent what? The door. Let's go to Revelation chapter 4. It started verse 1. Oh, let's look at this. Watch this. Since our friend showed us this last week. What's the last verse in chapter 3? What number is the last verse in chapter 3?
Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation chapter 3. What's the last verse in chapter 22? So at the end of 22, something's going to happen, right? Here's what happens. After this, I looked and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said to me, come lamata, up here, okay? And I will show you what must take place after this. What? After you come up. Because I'm gonna come down to the cloud and then I'm gonna call you up, okay? Because why? Because the letters say this is how it has to happen. There has to be a cough, and the cough has to be speaking about the end. So now it turns into a sephit. And now since it's a sephit letter, it has to go down. And now the next letter is med, which means the shepherd is saying, what? Come up. Okay? I'm just trying to show you that God was thinking about the pattern of how he was going to do things when he wrote the Bible, when he gave the letters, when he put the years in there. Because the fact that we're in 2022 should not be a surprise to anyone that in 2022, we've had this worldwide shutdown. We've had 2021 and what happened on the 9th of August then. Now we're in 2022. We still got this war and other pending wars. And just on the 9th of August, Israel gets in another war. So if God is like, look, I've structured it so that you can see the pattern of how I'm working, okay? So in this scripture, it says here, it says, and I will show you what must take place after this. Then it says, at once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven. So John gets caught up to heaven in chapter 4, and 4 is what? Aleph, Bet, Gamel, delete the door. I looked and standing at the, was a door standing open in heaven, and the door spoke like a trumpet and said, come up here, okay? So God is showing you this is going to be the pattern. Now, the fact that the church is the next people that are waiting for entrance into the kingdom and waiting to go into heaven, since the church are those people, then the word for wheat just happens to be numerical value of 22. That's because what? The wheat is going up in what? In 2022. Why is it 2022? Because Jesus was born 2022 years ago. You understand? Everything that God is showing us is like, it's so simplistic. It's like what you did on Sunday was you showed them this. The scripture that says, if only they knew it was their end, has a numerical value of 1661. God, salvation, salvation, God. Okay? Now, this number also means at the last day. Okay? This will happen at the last day. Is the same number. So rather it's if only they knew it was the last day or this is the last day, both are numerical value of 1, 6, 1. Then now it makes sense that God says, since this is the end, confusion and judgment must happen. So let's time it times 11. What is it times 11? 151. What does 151 mean? The gathering. What does 151 mean? The bringing up of the water. What does 151 mean? The church. What does 151 mean? Okay? So everything that's connected to that is telling us the same story, the same events, so that we can know and understand what time and day we're living in. Okay. Yeah. Let's go. In after chapter 4, he goes up to heaven. Now, once he's in heaven, you don't hear anything else about the church till the very last time. Till 3.5 years go by. Then the last 3.5 years go by, because remember, the two witnesses preach for 3.5 years, and then they get murdered by the Antichrist. Then for the last 3.5 years, he pledges war against Israel. At the end of that 3.5 years, Jesus comes back and rescues Israel. That's 7 years, no matter how you count it. And in the scriptures, it gives you, it'll be 1,260. It'll be, you know, 42 months. It tells you in three different ways, you know, how he's splitting the 7 years up, okay? Now, if kaf is letter that's going down, and it's a Sefit letter, that means seven Sefit letters, the last of the Sefit letters should be seven letters away. Go back to your alphabet, you'll see the kaf, seven letters later, the tzaddik, and that's the last of the kaf. And what is tzaddik? It's like this, a Y. It's righteousness, like this, in victory. You understand? Standing in victory. So God is telling us the same story every time. Let's go to, let's go back to Genesis so we can look at this again. This is chapter 29. I think it's verse 61, but we'll look when I get there. Yeah, Genesis chapter 29. And here we are. Is that it, Rachel? Da, 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 da. Okay. This is the story of Rachel. And let me make sure I am in the right scripture. Okay. Okay. So here we have this sequence in the book of Genesis, right? And let me just talk about it because I can't find my scripture. Okay, so we have this situation with Abraham, right? And Abraham has a son and he's going to sacrifice his son. We all know this, right? His son is representing Jesus Christ. The trip that it takes them to get to where he's going to get crucified takes 3 days. On the third day, his son is given back to Abraham alive, meaning Abraham got his son back on the third day, because for the 3 days, the plan for him was death, okay? But on the third day, he gets his son back. Not to mention that the whole way up, he's carrying the wood. Now, once he gets his son back, then if you check the scriptures, you don't hear about Isaac anymore until his wedding day. Then it says one day Isaac says to himself, I think I'm going to go down to the Negev, which is the southern region away from his home. So Abraham lives up here, and Isaac decides what? I'm going to go down south to Negev. And he didn't go down there waiting for a bride because he didn't know his father had sent for him for a bride. So now he's there and he sees this woman coming up, or this caravan coming up. And she says, who is the man waiting in the field? And she said, that's him. And she gets off the horse. They don't get married there. That's just, he went down south. Now they meet there. They go back up to Abraham's house and they get married. Okay, is that selling this exact same story as the letters? You understand? So the Bible is consistent in telling you that God's coming down to take you up. The seventh letter after that is going to be the complete victory of this whole thing. I already told you the whole story in the letters. Even if you don't read the book, I told you the story in the letters. Okay? How much time I got, Pastor Dan? Huh? Am I okay? You late? Are you? You can't get caught up, guy. Okay. All right. So, where's my other deal at? Okay. So let's go back to the front of the page, to the very front. So now you see why I gave the title 11 going down. Because not only is 11 the number of Satan, and 11 is the number that's going down, that's going to be destroyed, it's also the letter that God's coming down so he can take us up. You understand? So the 11 is the numerical value used to do so much harm in the world. Okay? Unless you're starting to think that, oh, they just chose 9/11. Or, you know, that happened on the 11th, but it was just a coincidence. How many times do human beings have to watch things happen in a numerically counted off sequence where you can see planning involved, right? Like you can even see when George Bush is in the room and he's saying plane must hit steel, you're watching him plan to hit two buildings that are standing upright and standing next to each other. What did it look like? 11. So everything about that, the first plane that hits the building is flight 11. It has 92. Wow. It has 92. They make sure they only have, now, listen to the precision of this. They made sure that they only had 92 people on that flight, which means even if they could have sold more, them having the power to say, we only want 92 people on this plane, because it has to be 11. 9 plus 2 is 11. And plane number 11 has to hit it. Okay, we're going to bring a pandemic upon the whole world. Let's start it on March 11th. Why not? In 1918, we started it in March 11th. Let's do it again, okay? We're going to use HAARP to cause an earthquake in Japan. Let's do it on March 11th, because we have to honor our leader, right? So How many times do they have to do patterns before you recognize that we have an enemy? Okay. Yeah. Like when I showed the female rapper, what's her name? Anyway, I showed the female rapper, all of the girls that are dancing in the video have 93 on it. The name of the city where the bomb's gonna go off is called the 93. It's called St. Denis, but everyone there calls it the 93. They all wearing the number 93. That's where the bomb's gonna go off. Then she's wearing 97 on a beanie cap. Now you have to understand this. On October 8th, 2015, And in the video, she's wearing a jersey that has an 8 in the front and an 8 on the side, but no 8 on this side. So she's telling you August 8th was a definite date. She's wearing a cap that says 97. 97 days after August 8th was November 13th, the day the bombing happened. So they told you the city where it's going to happen. They told you the city where it's going to happen. They told you how many days it was going to happen. They told you everything. And then in the video, they put 130 coffins in the video and exactly 130 people get shot. So do we go, oh, and then they released the video one day before the event. And then in the video, she's rapping and she says, smoke's in your eyes, you should open your eyes. Even a mason can see what we're doing. Yeah. So my thing is this. Look, I'm praying and I'm asking God, we are submerged. The world, I don't mean America, the world is submerged in Luciferian worship. With the covering of one eye when you take a picture, to doing a hush sound when you take a picture, to doing all the messianic signs that they do, of throwing up the bow for my, all of this stuff is being used so that they know that we are one, okay? And they're the ones that get the movie deals, the new actors, the Grammys, all this stuff. They're the ones that are getting all of this financing and stuff, but all of this money is coming because Satan is the god of this world. And so the time of joy hit me because God told me during the tribulation, the world's not going to be left without my presence. The Holy Spirit's taking you back to heaven. But I told Jesus, sit here till I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So when God, he told me, the Lord told me yesterday, he says, I'm going to terrify them during the tribulation. I'm going to do things to them that's going to make them want to repent before the tribulation's over. So the Lord said, don't worry about that. I'm coming down and I'm going to turn everything over to my son and he will be king of the earth when he returns with the church. And when he returns with the church, then he will set up his kingdom. Do you know the angel told Mary that your son will sit on David's throne and it will never end? That's what we worship. Jesus is coming no matter what they're doing, but you need to know it's been planned. I'm not backing away from all of these signs. That harvest is 22, that this is 22, that is 22. Everything's 22. Only thing we need is for God to throw a 22 in the sky and go, there. Everything is pointing to this year. Do we know the day or the hour? No, but I'm telling you right now, everything is pointing to this year, okay? And always we're talking about people being ready, people being in Christ, people being not arrogant about their Christianity, but humble in their Christianity. But I want you to know, look, there's no need for us to be scared, and there's no need for us to think that they're going to win. You understand? The victory was already announced to Satan after the sin.
Yeah.
What did he tell him? Oh yeah, you're gonna grab his heel, but her seed's gonna crush your head. And the victory was solidified.
Yes.
When he came up, when he rose from the grave.
Yes.
When he rose from the grave, that was like, for Satan, he was like, oh my goodness, we tried everything to keep this birth from happening. And it happened, and he died, and he rose.
Mm-hmm.
That means the rest of the story is coming true.
Yep.
So this is the things that we need to be proud of and happy about, and understanding that Jesus is going to have the victory, and that we are the church and we are part of the victory, and that God has strategically planned it from the very beginning. Praise God.
Amen.
That's it. All right. Going down.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pray us out, Minister Ryan.
My rock solid brother wrote this to me earlier.
Okay.
Who sits in the cornerstone of your heart? Is it man, money, your husband, your wife, your kids, your job, any material thing, house, cars, etc.? Jesus Christ says, if you love mother, daughter, son more than me, you are not worthy of me. Who is the cornerstone of your faith? If it is not Jesus Christ, then your faith is built upon sinking sand, and it will not stand in the days of trials and tribulation.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to heed your words where you said, do not be deceived. Many false teachers, many false prophets have gone out into the world. And so, Lord, we are looking to you now, our good shepherd, our good, good Father, who will not lead us astray, who will teach us the whole counsel of God. And so, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the numbers. We thank you for the patterns. We thank you for the signs, the wonders that you have been giving to us to get us ready. Help us to get others ready, to be about your business, to be preaching the gospel like never before, to give the warnings about what's to come. Lord, to grant us repentance, each of us individually, search our hearts so that we will be ready ourselves to stand before you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your mercy. We ask for a fresh anointing upon Pastor Sandy tonight as he prepares to teach us again tomorrow. Open our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes, open our ears. Give us fresh discernment to receive all of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, do we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeshua. Yeshua.
Good job.
Hallelujah.
Amen.